Dear students, in this lecture, we are going to explore one of the most important topics in the field of orthophony, which is the human speech organs. You will discover throughout the provided files how the main organs of the body, such as the lungs, trachea, larynx, tongue, lips, teeth and palate work together to produce speech. Understanding how these organs function is essential for anyone studying speech and language sciences. This lesson also focuses on an important grammar point, the verb have and has. They are used to show possession and to describe body parts or speech features by learning how to use them correctly. You will be able to describe speech organs and express medical or phonetic conditions more accurately in English. In the field of orthophony, this is more than grammar, it is professional language. You will often use these verbs, I mean have or has, when talking about patients, when describing articulation problems, or when writing reports. For example, we say, the patient has difficulty with pronunciation. Or in another case, we can say, we have lungs that helps us speak, and so on. So, along with this lecture, in addition to that, a video has been provided to help you hear the correct pronunciation of the main anatomical terms related to speech. So, I ask you please to listen to it carefully and repeat the words several times. This will help you improve both your pronunciation and your understanding of technical English in your specialty. Remember that learning English for orthophony is not only about memorizing words or grammar rules. It is about training your ear and your voice, developing your ability to describe, explain, and communicate clearly in a professional way. So, at last, I encourage you to listen attentively, take notes, and practice pronouncing the new terms given in this video. The more you repeat and engage with the material, the more natural and confident your English will become, especially in your scientific and clinical contexts.